22-21, yeah. Drew Cheshire again scored tries, two of which he had no right to score. You know, he sort of got the ball in reasonable position, but then walked four or five defenders over the line with him. So luckily that Drew's on such fine form for our results.
I think he's the league's leading try scorer, isn't
he? He is, yeah. He's stretched out to 25 now, and he's attracting some interest from above. I think he's going down to have a chat with Gloucester tomorrow, which is great news for him and great news for the club that we can produce such players.
Yeah, that is a boost. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't stand in the way of someone who's got at least the right to talk to Gloucester, shall we say. You presume you'd encourage that?
Yeah, I've been down. I had a meeting with Gloucester a few weeks ago now to talk about a possible link, academy players going to and fro. They've since paid more interest in our results and had a look on paper, and they've picked up Drew Cheshire's name. And we've just teed it up so he goes down and has a session with the first team, which, if nothing else, will be a great experience for him.
You've played at a higher level. Has he got the ability?
I think when you look at the step up in his performance over the last 12 months, I think so. You know, he was the quiet man of the second team last year, and all of a sudden had a good summer training. And as you can see this year, just can't stop scoring and scores tries, and his physical condition is good. So hopefully he's got what it takes.
You mentioned the referee, if you like, wasn't necessarily on side with you last weekend. Presumably, particularly in the scrum, that's a key area. You know, if you sense the referee's against you early on in any game, it can be difficult.
Yeah, certainly, and especially with all the hype after the Six Nations. You know, everyone's talking about scrummaging and how it's refereed. Saturday, for instance, there was a preconceived idea about how we scrummaged, and particularly number one, who's normally Anthony Marfel. We started with Zach Watkins, so shouldn't really have been of an interest or an effect on it. But straight away, I think on the first engage went to ground, and it was a penalty against us, and it carried on in that vein. And even with communication with the ref, we couldn't seem to nail what was the problem.
Moving on then, Dudley King Swinford at home this weekend. You'll be looking for, obviously, to take more league points out of this one.
Yeah, more league points, and we need to play well at home, having given the game back to them at their place. I think at half-time we were level with them. We then bucked up our ideas and went to a 27-9, I think, lead, only to let them back in at the death. So we know we've got the play to do it. We just need to sort of box clever and win the game.
That was probably one of the more disappointing second half performances of the season, I guess.
It was fantastic for 20 minutes to put us in that position, and then self-destruct for 15 minutes at the end. And that was the story of the game, and can't quite put my finger on it now.
And just looking ahead generally, obviously the work continues now building for next season.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we're talking to players. Obviously, I said we're talking to Gloucester. We've spoken to Worcester to try and build on that link we've got with Ed Taylor coming across. And just trying to pick up the others. Obviously, we used to have a link with Stourbridge. Stourbridge are having their own difficulties in securing promotion. So that's on hold at the moment in terms of which players they're going to leave behind and which players they might know about that they'll put us onto. But no, we're on the agents list, and we're talking to players from abroad, at home, everywhere.